Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Thursday, so we are talking about knowing God, about being able to hear His voice, about having an intimate and personal real relationship with our living God. We've been talking about relating to the supernatural realm that is all around us now, and again, it's there whether you are aware of it or not. So our awareness is what we're working on. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to change or please God or meet standards of any kind to arrive or be taken or have the supernatural realm brought to you. Just as your natural circumstances are present at all times. Your natural body is in and following the laws and the rules and abiding by them in your natural circumstances. And whether you are aware of your natural circumstances or not doesn't change their existence and their effect on you. Likewise, the supernatural realm is just as real and affecting your soul, whether you are aware of it or not. So you can see how we have opportunity to really be able to both impact and learn whenever it's convenient for us. We don't have to be thinking that we have to get to a certain state or level of maturity or spirituality or understanding or anointing or calling or mantling or anything. The supernatural realm is around you right now and available right now and impacting you right now. And the more we rely on God and our own spirit to make us aware, the easier our transition into ruling and reigning over this realm becomes. Remind yourself whenever is necessary that this is a domain that is under your authority and responsibility, and that this is something God wants you to do. You don't have to be convincing God or trying to talk Him into allowing you access to the supernatural realm. This is just as you don't have to ask Him to allow you access to the physical, the natural realm. You don't ask God, is it okay if I breathe today? Is it okay if I walk around today? If I abide by gravity today? We accept that these characteristics are part of the natural realm. Because our solical senses have been deadened, we just don't feel at home as much in the supernatural realm. But that can change. And over time, it will. You'll become just as aware and at home in the supernatural realm as you are in the natural realm. You probably don't think too much about when you look around and you look at the different colors and you see how things work and how you interact with your surroundings. You probably don't think about those things that are familiar to you very much at all anymore because they've become familiar. When you go to make your bed, you aren't overwhelmed by the quality or lack thereof of your sheets anymore. When you go to drive your car, if you've been driving for any length of time, it doesn't amaze you that when you put the key in turn, the key, the car starts, the engine starts. At some point in time, when you were first learning to drive, it may have been even a scary experience, but now you just get in and drive. It's become familiar to you because you've done it over and over and over again. Well, likewise in the supernatural realm, you'll become familiar with it. It may seem scary at first, but the supernatural domain is real, is something that you have as much authority in the supernatural as you do in the natural. And with authority comes responsibility. So we trust God that He teaches us what we need to know when we need to know it. So we've been talking that there are attitudes we want to look at as we address moving forward and coming up with ideas about what we want to learn, how we want to approach the supernatural realm. And again, if you haven't had much experience with the three realms, there's that chart on the profile page. The first link under links is the three realms of reality. And you, it's a PDF. You're welcome to print that out or just have that available for reference, just to remind you what we're talking about. We're not talking about the spiritual realm. Okay, there are only two beings that abide there, God and us. So you are a spirit being. You have a soul and you live in a body. And because you are a spirit being, you have authority already by your very identity, by your new nature, over both the supernatural realm and the natural realm. So we've been talking about what our attitudes are toward supernatural experiences. And as we look at our beliefs, reflect. Let the Lord bring to the surface and answer any questions you've got. We want this to be a positive, optimistic, forward-thinking experience. We don't want to be comparing our understanding of the supernatural with others, even though it's perfectly normal and natural to be aware of what others may be experiencing. And that's, again, normal and natural. And we can learn from others, but we never set up someone else's experience or what they're learning as a substitute for what we are learning. Sort of like if I was to say, I'm thinking of a tree, or I'm looking out my back window and I'm seeing a tree. Into your mind, you're thinking, okay, she's seeing a tree. You may be picturing a tree. And I could start to describe it. I could describe the height and the color, and if it's a fruit tree, or if it's bearing fruit, or if there's flowers on it, or, you know, how many leaves, how the shape of the leaves, the color, if they're turning, or what, or colors or not. And where in my yard, you could start picturing in your own imagination. Now, it may not have any at all relationship to the tree in my backyard. So it's not going to matter how much someone else having an experience tries to relate their experience. Even though you'll have the information, there's a tree. And this is how tall it is, and this is where it is in the backyard. So we use information from others to add to our experience, never to limit it. Our attitude towards supernatural experiences determines our perception, our acceptance, and often our interpretation of those experiences. Okay? That's why we've spent quite a bit of time on our attitude. And again, let the Lord bring up to you any questions you might have. Give him an opportunity to answer them himself. And again, you know how to test. Lord, is that you? The process is what's important. Are you relying on God to be your trainer? It's great to get books and to listen to these shows, but the final result is, the final outcome is the process itself. Are you comfortable in being taught by God? That that's his desire. That's what he's getting out of this, his relationship with you. So we can have there's basically four different attitudes we're going to look at. There's a positive attitude, a negative attitude, a neutral attitude, and an ignorant attitude. So first, we can have, and hopefully you all do, have a positive attitude. Supernatural experiences, and that's basically we're going to have experiences as we begin to learn more about the supernatural, and those experiences will eventually turn into an awareness. Because, again, that supernatural realm is always there. And it's our awareness that is changing. It is not so much that we are changing, but our awareness, our senses are changing. Sometimes those, focus games where you see, you know, what do you see when you look at this picture? And then, you know, it'll be the portrait of a young girl versus a portrait of an old woman. And if you learn how to squint out of one eye than the other, you can flip them back and forth. And once you learn how to do that, you can do it any time. But at first, it might have been a struggle. Same type of thing. We are going to learn and train our perceptions to interact and be aware with the supernatural realm. So these supernatural experiences and interactions with the supernatural realm are part of your daily experience. and should be cultivated, valued, and appreciated. This is worth putting effort and energy into. Okay, God Himself in you as a spirit being. You are a spirit being now. God can be trusted to train, protect, and provide for you whatever is necessary to promote His agenda in you. His agenda will, He will keep you focused on His goals and His plan. We don't need to worry about getting off track or getting focused on something that's not necessary. He'll let us know when we need to move on to the next thing, for instance. Because we're depending on the Lord to be Lord, we can rest. We can take it easy. We can enjoy. And when necessary, push through, prevail, triumph through every kind of experience He has planned for us. We don't have to be concerned about any challenges because He will provide what is necessary to eventually overcome. Will there be challenges? Absolutely. So what? That's part of our life. If there weren't any challenges, there would be nothing to rule and reign over. There'd be no victory, and you are an overcomer. In the spirit, it's all been done. It's the supernatural realm that we are learning to rule and reign and exert and experience victory. Then there's a negative attitude. Those who have a negative attitude toward supernatural experiences usually do so because of misinformation. They're believing a lie based on someone else's experience or someone else's opinion. Or the fear of being out of control, or the possibility of making a mistake or being hurt or hurting someone else. One of the reasons the Lord wants us to want supernatural experiences is to expose those areas of unbelief, those lies we're believing within our belief system that are based on the lack of confidence in God Himself. When we are not confident of God, that He is able to train us and prepare us for whatever He has for us, we are depending and counting on our own self-strength. That is the arm of flesh. And we are abdicating the authority we have been given in Christ. When you are afraid, when I am afraid of what God has for us, experiences He's planned out for us, for whatever reason, we are abdicating. We are arguing with God. We're saying He's not good enough, or He doesn't love us enough. He's willing to risk our safety and security. Now, what do we mean by fear? It is, again, just like learning to drive a car. There is an understanding that your car can be dangerous, and you're putting yourself at risk and other people at risk by how you drive. But does that keep us from learning how to drive? No, we simply learn how to do it. We start by learning to do it in a very safe place, like an empty parking lot. We have someone who's been there before teaching us. We learn the rules of the road beforehand. Sometimes we'll even do some, you know, training with the engine off or watching movies or whatever. We do what is necessary to make us comfortable before we go into an area where there's risk involved. That's exactly what God's going to do with you. Odds are, though, at some point in time, most of you who are listening to this have been in some kind of a traffic accident, whether it was backing into a pole or another car or something more significant where you were injured. Hopefully that didn't make you stop driving, because you realize that driving gives you that sense of control and freedom. It gives you an authority over your own life. But you recognize that with that authority comes responsibility to be a safe driver, a good driver, a respectful driver. So, in the supernatural realm, with these supernatural experiences, it's one thing to recognize the responsibility and be cautious and focused, but we don't let it keep us from those experiences, because we recognize this is an area we are to exercise control, authority, and responsibility through dependence on God. He will teach you. He will train you with everything you need to know. We have nothing to fear from trying new things and asking for that training, asking to experience the supernatural realm. Lord, give us those supernatural experiences. In fact, let's stop now and just ask the Lord. If there are any fears we have, Lord, just bring them to the surface. And whatever situation you're in, you just ask the Lord to deal with you about those fears, whether it's something, an external fear, whether that fear is from an external source and interference, or whether that's from a misbelief. Ask the Lord to just show you, Lord, what do I really believe here? Do I have confidence that you will take care of me, that you will look out for me, that you will train me in everything I need to know? And write it down. You know, if it's not in writing, it doesn't count. And there's something about writing it down that makes it real. And it's a good reminder. We can go back and see what the Lord is doing in our lives. So we have nothing to fear from future experiences, from the supernatural realm. Period. You have authority and you have responsibility to learn to rule and reign over it. And if you don't do it in this world, this is our best opportunity. I'm convinced that even if you get out of this world, out of this earth suit, this body you're in now, without learning how to do that, by avoiding what God wants to do in your life, I'm pretty certain, pretty convinced that you'll just have to learn in the next life. And not like in reincarnation or anything. We're probably not coming back to this earth. But there are so many different dimensions and realities that God creates, to say he's limited to this earth existence, well, we already know he's not, because he himself is not earthbound, and now we are not earthbound. So just as there was something before you came here on this earth, there will be something after. And I'm convinced that if you don't learn what is best, you're best suited to learn here on this earth during this time, you'll have to learn it along with whatever else you're behind on, and then what's set aside for your next existence. So it's best, in other words, it's best to learn everything you can now. This is the time to learn how to rule and reign in the supernatural realm. So do it now, in this life. We can also have a neutral attitude towards the supernatural. Now, this stance toward the supernatural is characterized in word or deed by the thought that if God wanted me to have supernatural experiences, I'd be having them. This nullifies our personal relationship with God. He wants us to want him. And he wants us to want everything he wants us to have. If God offered you a gift, would he be happy, or you offered someone else a gift? And they said, okay, put it out down on the table. And it just sat there, and you never opened it. That wouldn't be at all something that you'd appreciate. So what God has for you is something you have to open. It's already available to you. He's already given you the gift. It's sitting on the table. But you have to go open it. He wants to be wanted, just like all of us. We all appreciate being appreciated. We will have to, again, we will have to learn to deal with the supernatural sometime. So it is wise, it is wisdom on our part, to take advantage of every opportunity now. Remember, there is no neutrality with God. We are either walking according to spirit nature or out of our self strength, out of our own flesh. So if you think you are being neutral with God, you aren't. You are actually fooling yourself and walking after your flesh. The final attitude is ignorant. Ignorance of the supernatural realm, of our involvement in that realm, is no excuse, and even makes us more vulnerable to our enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. The supernatural realm is the main battleground for our life here on earth. Not doing our homework, learning to understand and function and overcome in the supernatural realm, and failing to fully engage in life now, merely puts off till later what God has arranged at great expense to accomplish in your life now. There is no guarantee, in fact, I believe it is highly unlikely, that remaining in ignorance regarding the supernatural will in any way benefit us in regard to whatever is coming later in your life or in the next age. So ignorance is not going to serve you well. The supernatural realm is real. We must learn to overcome it. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together again Saturday, 9 o'clock. Until then, have a great rest of the week. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.